I guess in the lead up to the crossing, it does give us a fair sort of sigh of relief to know that there's some certainty in leading up to the crushing. Growers were getting a bit coy as to whether we were going to have an agreement in place. Last week, when that last episode of trying to define GI sugar and relative CCS came up, growers were starting to lose hope. And I hope that now that there is good news, that growers do to get themselves back into the mode of supplying cane, and let's get on with it.
And Kevin, you've been able to get out and, or at least be able to touch base with a few growers in the region. What are their sentiments at the moment?
Look, I think we're cautiously optimistic, to put it that way, Lara. We've been here before. We've had these fuzzy feelings before. I guess in the past, when we thought we were very close, as I said before, they keep coming up with these issues. But I think there's an undertaking now that they won't be playing with time longer. So cane growers will be working on trying to get the cane supply agreements finalised so that they can also be signed off too, so that everybody can supply cane.
I guess if you look back to those 2 or 3 years ago when this all started, did you ever think you'd still be at this point? You'd still, that there would still be negotiations going on 4 weeks out of the crush for some regions, or 4 weeks leading up to the crush?
Yeah, there's been lost opportunity for all parties, I guess, from the growers' side of it. They'd lost the opportunity to price when the price went through $600 a tonne. But I guess growers are thinking that that's a small price to pay for the security of having choice of marketers and maintaining transparency in the sugar marketing system. So in saying that, millers also have got a lot of work to do on relationships between growers and millers. It's a shame that this has happened, but absolutely no winners in it, as I've said. And I think the industry is worse off for having this debate. It's certainly hasn't done us any favours.
Nevertheless, if we do see it all finalised and hopefully a contract executed by the end of the week, how soon would it take for cane growers to sign the dotted line?
Yeah, well, we're pretty close to having a cane supply agreement fully negotiated. There's only a couple of little issues there that are outstanding. I guess it's how the marketing issues are written up in the agreements as to whether we're happy to move on or not. But hopefully that agreement, that on supply agreement, will be in a state where we can move on fairly quickly. And I'd hope that we could be signing up with Wilmar to supply cane in the next week or two.
What has been agreed to in terms of the way growers will be paid for the sugar that Wilmar delivers on your behalf to QSL, because that was the final barrier to the whole contract?
It's the relative CCS that you're talking about that was the 11th hour issue last week. That has been resolved to be without any detriment to growers. We're not sure of the detail. Of course, the parties aren't allowed to talk about what happened in mediation. All they can say is it's been satisfactorily negotiated. So in moving on, we just got to hope that that is reflected within the on-supply agreement and the cane supply agreement, and ready for sign-off.